The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. I'm Frostburg, Maryland, up in beautiful Frostburg, Allegheny County, I believe. Yep. And we'll be headed to Garrett County a little bit later this morning, down to Oakland for the National Deer Association Mountain Maryland Branch event today. They're having their major fundraiser today and giving away a lot of stuff. The dinner starts at 4 o'clock, but Bucks, Bears, Stags is measuring for the record book, and we've got about 25 deer lined up. If anybody's listening, would like to bring their deer head or bring in their bear skull to get measured for the record book, well, we're certainly willing to do that. We've got a team on hand. Steve Keithley and his wife Sunny's going to be there, and Bob Newton, our scoring director, and his wife Tammy and his son, who's also a measure, authorized measure for BBS. We'll be there, and his daughter Summer, so the whole family, the whole Newton family is going to be there, and Mason Newton is the his son, and they're all going to be there, and we're going to be, have three of us, three of those guys measuring bucks, bears, and stags. We even brought a stag from the Eastern Shore to have measured for a fella down there, so that's going to be a fun day today, and then dinner this evening about 12 hours from now. Tomorrow, I'll be leaving here about dark 30 and headed back to Easton for a family reunion, so that's all good. Robin continues to make improvement, continues to grow stronger every day. Had one of her doctor appointments this week and got a different treatment for some stuff, so she's doing better. She's at home today. Checked in with her a little while ago, doing well. And we're on the phone today. The magic machine, the Comrex, was unable to detect the internet here. I've got it on Wi-Fi, but the machine can't seem to keep up. So we're doing the phone deal today. But hopefully the broadcast audio is okay. You know, if you're listening and you're hearing it sound a little bit funny, let me know. Just text me, 410-W, just let Aaron know at the studio, or if you have my phone number, you can text me here. You've got that number. And we'll keep an eye on the text, and we'll keep an eye on the callers. And we got some good news this week. The muzzleloader showed up from CVA. Everybody's going to win a beautiful Optima V2. With a Picatinny rail on the top and real tree finish and a nitride barrel, 50 caliber. Really nice gun, nice muzzle loader from CVA. We'll be giving those away September, October, and November. So everybody will be able to get their optics on and ready for the early muzzle loader season or the late muzzle loader season. So we want to thank the fine folks at CVA for their continued support. I think this is 17 or 18 years in a row that we've been giving the muzzleloaders away. Now, if you won last year, you know, you're welcome to call. And we'll start this in September. You're welcome to call, but, you know, give somebody else a chance. If you've won a muzzleloader in the past, that would be great just to be able to, you know, let somebody else have a shot at it. As normal, the last Saturday of the month of September, we'll give away the muzzleloader for anyone who's called in. Every name gets a number. The numbers go on a random number generator, and whatever number comes up wins. That's very fair and very easy. Same way with the fishing tackle giveaway. We've got a great striped bass tackle package from Tackle Box Tim and High Tide Lures. going out the end of this month, which is 2 weeks from today, the 31st, Labor Day weekend, we'll be giving away a striped bass package of nice lures from High Tide and Tim Sherman. So the way you get in that contest is call in, leave your name and number, first name, last name, phone number, accurate phone number, and we will be able to contact the winner when the winner wins. And that's also the last Saturday of this month, so same system. The only other connoisseur of that is that you have to go on the air with me. Once you call, you know, you can ask a question. You can just say, just want to get in the contest. You can also enter by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Yesterday, I talked to Eric Zlokovich with DNR, who was our guest for a while, a couple weeks ago, about the circle hook, J-hook free-for-all within the DNR, about using live minnows for bait, for perch, and for striped bass. Live bait, that is, not just minnows, but he said that the public comments were very various and lots of them. So it's going to be, you know, be a couple months till there's a decision made on how that's all going to play out. New regulations for using minnows for perch. You know, I have a thing I say quite a bit. If it ain't broke, don't fix it till it is. But apparently, this was broke because a regulation that wasn't necessarily enforced on perch fishermen became an issue when there were threats of citations and that type of thing during the last season with folks using minnows during the yellow perch run. So, and you know, minnow on a shad dart is considered a J hook as opposed to a circle hook. So you know how that conversation went if you're a listener. So that's how that worked. Not far from deer season. The deer season is the first Friday after the Labor Day holiday. And also that holiday marks the day before the bear lottery permits are awarded. And the last day to enter for that is August 31st at midnight. So if you haven't gotten your license, get your license. And if you want to go bear hunting, want to get in on the lottery, or just the points, you can just, you know, apply for the preference points. It's a $15 application fee, and you can get in the bear lottery, and maybe you'll have a chance to hunt Maryland black bears in the four western counties. That would be Garrett, Allegheny, Washington, and Frederick counties. And I've got a spot in Frederick County. The bears like to visit it at night and view our trail cameras at night, about 10 feet from our ground blind when we hunted up there. We had them run up to us in the morning before daylight. One year, I mean, there were three of them, had us surrounded almost within arm's reach. Matter of fact, one of them was. And so there were two of them in our face. One came down the trail that I saw. One came in behind me that Laura, my bonus daughter, saw. And she was concerned about me because one of them was, like I said, 6 feet away. So they all ran off when they detected our presence there, but they were pretty unaware till they got really, really close in the dark, and so there was no opportunity to take a shot. But we believe that was the sow bear and her two grown cubs that snuck up on us there. So anyway, we'll be hunting that same spot if we get a tag drawn between the two of us. So we'll see what happens. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And because I'm on the phone, Aaron will be jumping in when there's a caller on the line to enter the contest or have a conversation. So let's get with it. 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number.
Alan, can you hear me?
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we have Gary in Dundalk on hold. He just called.
Gary in Dundalk. Sounds good, Aaron. Hey, Gary.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I'd be better if I had the headphones on, but I'm okay.
I got you. Trolling for rock. This weekend. Got any hot spots?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't have any hot spots. I mean,
all right.
Did you catch last week?
Didn't go.
Didn't go.
Going this week.
Going this week. You're going to be trolling.
Trolling.
Yeah, I would say the mouth of the Patapsco is probably going to be a good spot.
Okay.
As always, that's probably close to you. I don't think there's any. I don't think the fish have left there much.
Okay, good.
So I'd start right close to home. First off, and then see what happens. See where you see the boats. And if we get anybody calling in that has a better opportunity, you know, you'll be listening. You know.
Yes, I will. So. All right. Well,
sorry, I couldn't be any more specific. It's been a busy week for me, buddy. So.
Well, hey, you don't always get a break.
No, I haven't had a break in a long time. So. All right, man. We'll talk. Thanks for the call, though. Appreciate it.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Thanks. All right, Gary. Thanks. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Sorry for the static when the calls connect and disconnect, folks, but just the way it is today. Next week we'll be back in the home base in Easton, and everything should be good. Speaking of rockfish, there's a rockfish tournament coming up. You might want to consider entering. Pretty easy. It's September 9th. That's a Monday. And it's from Kent Island, the Fisherman's Crab Deck at 6 a.m. Kent Narrows, basically, in Graysonville, 3032 Kent Narrows. And the benefit is for the Talisman Therapeutic Riding, horse riding facility there. And these folks do great work for helping people with disabilities and things like that, connect to the horses, and does a lot of good work for the folks in that area. But the top rockfish wrangler will go home with $1,000 prize. And all you got to do is call in 443-239-9400. Or if you want the information sent to you, I'll be more than glad to send you the poster, the flyer, and you can check it out on your own. It's a very special benefit event, a chance to win $1,000. And the good part is the entry fee is $225 for a single angler. You don't have to bring your own tackle. You don't have to bring your own boat. The boats and fuel and guides are supplied. Just show up with your, you know, pre-enter, of course, and just show up, and you get put on a boat with five other anglers, I believe, and out you go. But there's a crab piece that follows. So you leave the dock at 6 a.m. 12:30, return for happy hour. 1:30 to 3:30 is a crab feast with lots of great prizes, afternoon of food, beverages, live music, games, and a silent auction. So why not do that? Phone number there is 443-239-9400, therapeuticriding.org, www.talismantherapeutic.org. TherapeuticRiding.org. Talisman is spelled T-A-L-I-S-M-A-N. If you just look up Talisman Riding, you'll find it, you know, on your search engine. 443-239-9400, and you can register to win the top rockfish angler prize of $1,000 for a great charity, a great benefit. How about that? All right. Any other callers on the line there, Eric? Aaron?
We do not have anyone on the line right now.
All right. Well, that would be a good time to take our first break, wouldn't it?
Sounds like it. We're all ready.
All right. I think that's a good idea. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. If you're ready to go fishing or crabbing, plenty of season left, lots of months left of good fishing and good crabbing, and you can find all that stuff at Clyde Sports Shop. As far as the crab traps are concerned, they've got the open-top crab traps. They've got the trot lines. They've got the trot line if you like to rig your own, and all the components, you know, the bait bags and the snoods and the buoys and all that. They have everything you need for that. And once you get your crab, they've got the bushel baskets and that, the nets, the gloves, the hand lines if you like that part, the crab rings if you like the metal rings or the cloth rings. They've got those. And when you're done, they've got the pot to steam them in, and they've got the seasoning to steam them with. Their own proprietary brand of crab seasoning. So there you go. Clyde's Pork Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit 9. And don't forget, they have crab bait, too, along with all the live and frozen baits for fishing. If you like fishing rods and reels, fresh fishing line, all the lures for any kind of fishing you like to do. If you like to jig for rockfish, if you like to troll for rockfish, they've got the umbrellas and parachutes and tandem rigs and bucktail jigs and all the shad bodies and attachments that go along with that, the trolling spoons and eels and you name it. So Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe, just off Beltway Exit 9, that new website. Check that out. It's really good. ClydeSportShop.com. ClydeSportShop.com. Phone number there again, open 7 days a week, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, I'll be stopping at Backyard Billy's this week to see all the new specials. I knew all the new heating stuff has come in, the pellet inserts and the pellet stoves and the wood inserts and the wood stoves, the gas inserts and the gas stoves and all that stuff. And, you know, they've got such a wide variety, it's hard to name everything in a short commercial. But you name it, they've got it. And, of course, they've got a full line of barbecue grills, the pellet grill by Traeger in Memphis, beautiful Memphis stainless steel grills, pellet grills with the stainless steel cabinets. You can build your own little cooking station right out there on your deck if you like, with the Memphis products. And then they've got the, you know, the freestanding wood stoves and the freestanding pellet stoves. They also have the ceramic grill smokers from Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. And Big Green Egg has all the accessories and seasonings and everything you need for that. They also can carry pellets by the bag, or by the pallet, if you like. They can he can supply you with the pellets as well. And that's all from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. But don't forget, outside, anything and everything you need for your backyard. That's why they're called Backyard Billy's. I'll be like our president. I'll whisper. Yes, so much stuff. Tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs and, oh my goodness, dog runs, dog kennels, chicken coops, gym sets for the kids, pergolas and gazebos and sheds and greenhouses, free delivery and setup of all the big stuff within 60 miles, or free delivery and setup to the Maryland and Delaware beaches as well. So why not stop by and see this magnificent place, all kinds of fire rings and other stuff like that. Why not stop by? That phone number there is, got to get the right page there. There we go. 827-4500, 410-827-4500. Website, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America, the heating part of the business, has their own Facebook page. Yep. They're open 7 days a week, Backyard Billies. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Let's face it, your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Kilt him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served
the Outdoors Radio Show with Alan Ellis today. This is just me solo today. Robin is at home. She's got the kids staying overnight tonight. So, or one of them. Let's put it that way. The granddaughter, and hopefully they're doing their thing very well. Since I'm away, Robin asked our daughter to come and help with the dogs and that type of thing that are just a little bit too much for her so far. But she's getting there. So, how many of you have ever seen a wild goldfish, formerly a tame goldfish, that has been released into the wild? There's an article, a little section in the Big Az Fish magazine that talks about the feral goldfish in Maryland. There are, and there's Susquehanna, all the Eastern Shore Rivers, Potomac. People just decide not to flush their goldfish because they get too big and they don't know what to do with them, so they just take them out and eat, which is probably not a good thing. They are a carp, which are, you know, they're just a species of carp that is in German carp or European carp. They weren't here forever. And they compete, the koi compete with the native species and uproot the grass beds and things like that. So they're very destructive. Well, there's a lake in Michigan, in northern Michigan, called Glen Lake, and the Glen Lake Association recently hired some bow fishermen to take out some of the invasive koi. Easy to spot, of course, bright gold, and who knows what coloration was involved in that, but according to the folks up there, they took out four of the koi fish that were in the lake, and three of the four koi were pregnant, which was very good to prevent the spread of more koi in the lake. They did bow kill, harvest what is now known to be the world record of koi, and it was 32 inches long and weighed 24.5 pounds. How about that? So they do get to be carp size, no question about that. And I know where there's some right now on the Eastern Shore in a contained lake that are every bit that big, no question about it. These are very valuable fish, but not when they're invasive like that. So they come from people dumping them, you know, or escaping from a koi pond somewhere. And it was very interesting to see the size on that, on those fish, 32 inches long and 24 and a half pounds. That's a pretty big koi. I don't know anybody's pond that would be able to contain that. There's probably a couple, but I have seen them that big in some local ponds. So where they're contained, but, when you're in a lake, you know, it's very interesting because all this harkens back to when I was a youngster, probably 12, 13 years old. I've told you before, we used to vacation in southern New Jersey, and my dad's buddy was a tremendous fisherman, loved to trout fish, and we fished Mullica Lake, which I think there's a Mullica River that either feeds or it starts in Mullica Lake there in southern New Jersey. And I was walking up along the stream. We were trout fishing, and I was walking up along the stream, and I'd look down, and there were these goldfish. And they weren't gold trout. They were goldfish, feral goldfish that were probably 18 inches long, swimming up and down the stream. And that was my first exposure to feral goldfish when I was just a youngster. So imagine where those fish are now, you know, and They are a target when people are bow fishing in Maryland for snakeheads or catfish or whatever else it might be. You know, it's part of the Susquehanna Slam is a snakehead, a blue catfish, a goldfish, and a flathead for those people who are bow fishermen, or a carp and a goldfish. So that's I thought it was just a cool story. I thought you might enjoy hearing it. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hope that the broadcast quality is good here on my cell phone, whereas the internet connection did not connect with the little black box called the Cobrex that normally we broadcast from. So like I said, we'll be back home next week in a little better broadcast quality, but you know, this isn't too awful bad. So how about some callers on the line? How about people entering the fishing tackle contest? We'll take those calls. And that number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. How about that? Let's see. Where did I go this week? The last couple of weeks, I've been everywhere. Yesterday, I worked my way up from Easton. My first stop was in Carroll County. And then a couple places in Frederick County, wound up in Washington County. I mentioned I may have ordered my Crossfire CVA muzzleloader from the folks at CVA. And the Crossfire uses the Federal Fire Stick to ignite the charge of 888 powder from Hogden. And Federal puts out this, it looks like an elongated shotgun shell. Looks like a 20-gauge shell, something like that. And it's completely sealed with the powder inside. You place it into the breech of the Crossfire. And there's a couple other muzzle loaders that use that. You load the bullet in the muzzle. You load this cartridge in the breech, you put a 209 primer, just like you do in an inline muzzleloader, a 209 muzzleloader primer or shotgun shell primer into the Crossfire or the fire stick, Federal Fire Stick cartridge, close the breech, and you're ready to go. And we called DNR about that and talked to the Deer Project leader, and we talked to Brian Eiler, who has another position I can't tell you, but they're both within the game program. Both of them got back to me. Josh Jonathan, come on, Jonathan Trudeau and Brian Eiler, both of them got back to me and said, yes, it is legal. As soon as it came out, they looked at it and said, because you still have to put the bullet down the muzzle, it's considered a muzzle loader, and the ignition system goes into breech. However, Traditions and CVA are the only two that make muzzle loaders that use this system, and both of those guns, I don't remember the name of the Traditions, but the CVA is the Crossfire. Both of them require you to fill out a 4473 to receive your firearm. So have it shipped into their local dealer, which is our sponsor, Clyde Sports Shop. And whenever I get it, I'll go in there and fill out the 4473 paperwork and take my muzzle loader and go fire it. The cartridges are between $3 and $4 a piece, depending on where you get them. You get a 10 pack from anywhere from $30 to $40. So, you know, you don't want to blow a lot of powder sighting everything in, so make sure your scope is mounted accurately. And if you want, we can give you a little crash course on how to bore sight a muzzle loader or any firearm, actually. You can use a bore sighter, which gets you close, it gets you on paper, or you can do it yourself. All you got to do is very simple. Is make some kind of a rest in your home, whether you cut out a V in a cardboard box or you have your own little bench or something like that at home, and you put a box or another target across the room or in the yard with a circle on it of some kind, some type of aiming spot, and you actually sight down the bore. You line up the bore of the firearm, the empty gun, the bore, with the target that you select, that dot on your cardboard box that you're sighting at, and you simply move your eye back and forth between the scope, the crosshairs on the scope, and the bore of the firearm. And when those two line up, then you're pretty close. And that saves you a lot of ammo. It sure does. The collimator, or whatever those things are called, people commonly call them a bore sighter, laser, or the type that go in the barrel, are pretty accurate as well. That'll get you close and save you some ammo. So if you have a new scope mounted and you have one of those things, they work out pretty well. Hard to find a collimator. I think who makes one? I'm trying to think. It's hard to find the adapter for a 50 caliber muzzle loader. They're hard to find, but if you get one of those, or one of the laser jobs works pretty well too, and you can check your bore with that. So they work. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, or you can use the line of sight, like I said, you know, just align the bore with the scope and get as close as you can, just without any ammunition, just across the room or across your yard. You don't have to go out there 100 yards and try to sight it. You know, you can sight it. The rule of 13 with a muzzle loader is a good one, too. You sight it in at 13 yards. It's a little high at 25. It's right on at 50, and it's a little low at 100. The rule of 13, you sight your muzzle loader in at 13 yards. It's a little high at 25, right on at 50, and a little low at 100. So that's a good way to figure it out, so you don't have to go out and try to, you know, manipulate your sight out there at 100 yards. So sighted at 13 yards. I always start at 25 and then move to 50 and then move to 100. But I like that rule of 13 as well. How about that for information?
Alan, you got Stanley in Catonsville on hold.
Stanley, Stanley, how are you?
Good, Alan, good. I seen something on social media. Jeff, the guy was rock fishing, And he spotted these 100-pound sturgeon. Is that video old or new?
No. They weren't sturgeon. They were tarpon from Florida.
Tarpon.
Holy. Yes. Normally found in Florida, and these were some big ones. From what I understand, they were like 6 feet long. I saw that video.
Yeah.
And he was in the lower bay. I saw that. Yes, indeed. Tarpon in the Bay. We've had tarpon in the bay before, but never had a school of them like that, from what I understand.
Yeah. It was some pretty big fish. What's the sturgeon? Weren't sturgeon in the Chesapeake Bay?
There are sturgeon in the Chesapeake Bay. As a matter of fact, there's an ongoing study that is a federal study, and it's been also part of University of Delaware, I believe. Chuck Stentz is the guy in charge of that. They actually go out on the Marshy Hope Creek. There are sturgeon in the Nanticoke River and the Marshy Hope Creek, and they have a line of sensors along the Marshy Hope that'll detect when the sturgeon that they've already tagged are in the area. So they'll go in and try and find one of those tagged sturgeons, and they'll set up gill nets on both sides and try to gill net a new sturgeon to install a radio transmitter so that they can track the movements of the Atlantic sturgeon in the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean and as they spawn in the rivers like the Marshy Hope and the Nanticoke. And it's a very interesting and labor-intensive process to stretch out a gill net across the Marshy Hope Creek at not just once but twice above and below where the fish is signaled and try to catch another fish or catch that fish to see what it's all about. But it's a very involved process, and it's a pretty interesting study. But the Atlantic sturgeon is coming back. So they're seeing some spawning success, no question. And they do have some sturgeon in the Southern Maryland hatchery as well. And these sturgeon are 6-7 feet long. They're not even at that size, they're not even capable of breeding yet. They've got to be like 12 to 15 years old before they can start to breed. But they are breeding. They have some, you wouldn't call them fingerlings. They're about 15, 18 inches long. They have those in there too. So, you know, the sturgeon is in a position of coming back into the wild, no question.
Very good. Another question. Grandma used to call them hardheads. Hardhead, yep. And a croaker. Is a croaker and a hardhead the same fish?
Same fish. Yep. Same fish. Remember the drum family.
Yeah.
That's why they make that noise. You know. I'll never forget. Yeah. We were night fishing in Delaware Bay, and the drum were spawning. The black drum were in there in great numbers. And you could hear them drumming and feel the vibration on the bottom of the boat when they were doing their mating ritual or whatever it was called. But have you ever heard a drum?
No, I'm
serious. Yeah, they make a noise with their swim bladder that sends this intense vibration out.
Yeah.
And then croaker is a mini version.
Yeah.
So we have red drum here in Maryland in great numbers right now, some big giant trophy ones in the lower bay, which, you know, are catch and release only. And we have an abundance of puppy drum in some of the river systems like the Chop Tank and I can't think of it right there out of Hooper's Island. Doggone, I used to fish it all the time. But those red drum are in there now, and I told you a couple weeks ago I saw a commercial fisherman that had caught a couple black drum up in Chestertown in the Chester River. So, you know, there are some drum out there.
Are the sea trout still out there in the puppy hole off of Chrisfield?
Oh yeah. There's plenty of sea trout. There's two types. There's the spotted or the speckled trout, and then there's the gray trout, which is the yellowmouth. And the yellowmouth are the ones that get 10, 15, 12, 15 pounds and become what are called tide runners. And those are the ones we used to target in the Honga River. That's what I was trying to think of earlier. And Delaware Bay, they used to be prized, but commercial overfishing led to the demise of the gray trout. They're starting to come back a little bit now, but the speckled trout and the puppy drum are kind of all together down there. And like you said, the puppy hole down in Crisfield and down there in the lower bay. So there's plenty of them.
Very good, very good. Hey, Alan, thank you very much.
Sure, man. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day. Bye. Thanks for the call. Yep.
Alan, you have Paul in Ellicott City on hold as well.
All right, Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Morning. What's going on?
Are you able to hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a little while. I guess I wanted to end the contest, but I guess the reason I was calling in, I was hearing you, John, about this sturgeon fishing. Had you ever done much ice fishing at all?
Very limited when I was a kid. It's something I want to do up here within a few miles of where I am right now, up at Deep Creek.
Deep Creek would be a lot of fun up there. They do get involved with it up there. And then Deep Creek is one lake that, by the way, is one of the lakes that does remind me the most of a lot of the Michigan lakes with a lot of the pines and jack pines and white pines. But the reason I was calling is I didn't get all that involved in it, but one of the things they would do was a lot of sturgeon spearing.
If you can imagine
what you had, you had this, you know, these ice shanties. Some of them can become rather large, but so then you have sometimes not even just holes in the ice, but very large chunks cut out of the ice, mm-hmm. almost like a picture, like almost a window.
Mm-hmm.
Size cut.
I think the movie Grumpy Old Men illustrates best what ice fishing is all about.
Yeah, they would. I think you're probably right. What they do is it was the neatest thing. I used to make them in wood shop. You'd make a shape of a wooden fish.
Yep.
You'd fill the belly with lead.
Yep.
You could melt the lead and put some lead in the belly, and you put these fins on them. And what you do is you lower the line, and it was a decoy. And the decoy would bring in, you're hoping to bring in a big, large sturgeon and try and spear it. And those things get large up there.
Sure.
So I just thought I'd share that story with you.
I've seen those fish decoys. They're very highly collectible. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, yeah.
One of your handmade, hand-painted decoys could bring.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some are very fancy and... I made some that were, I guess, would have been on more like on the primitive scale. But yeah, it's good to hear your voice, and everybody's good over there, huh?
Yep, so far so good. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, all right. Thanks, and have a great morning.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Appreciate that. Do you have any decoys left? Did you keep any of them?
No, I've gotten rid of most of all my stuff. I'm just getting to the point where I don't get out in the field much or in the... All I have left are memories. and those I can always cherish.
That's right. And memories are the most important thing.
Nice talking with you, Alan.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Before we go to break, Alan, let's talk to Mary in MD. She wants to get on in the contest.
Okay. Morning, Mary.
Hi. Good morning. How are you, Alan? I hear you have good news. The patient is much better.
Yes.
Coming along, right?
Is much better. The fluid is just about gone. There was probably about a 60-pound weight loss on the fluid.
Oh,
it was tremendous. It was absolutely tremendous.
Robin is so strong, I tell you. We've been hearing a lot about her. My sister and I have been talking about getting back. Yeah, praise God. Well, we've all been praying, and especially for so many things going on in the world. We always try to keep up on that. But I thought it was funny that Paul, the gentleman before, he's in Ellicott City. My father and I are going there shortly. So I said, oh, my gosh, I haven't been there in so long. It's such a beautiful place.
It is.
But anyway, if we could, we would really appreciate it.
What's that again?
Are we still able to enter for the...
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much. Yeah, my little guy came, and I didn't have anything. We went all over to different sports places, but it was just too hot to get out, and he was only there a short time.
How old is
Sam, and he is 10.
10, okay.
And now he's back in Texas. They started school early, so we're going to try it again, you know, when...
Next
couple of weeks and everything. Although I did hear a lot about bears. I know as soon as he hears about that, he might be interested in that.
But
10 is too young, right?
Exactly. So.
Yes.
Hey, thank you very much for the call.
Topic today. Yes, thank you so much. You have a great day, and thanks again, and our best to Robin. God bless you.
Thank you,
Alan.
Thank you,
Mary. Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 15 Easton. Where I live, that's where the locals and Robin and I and family get our tires and our auto service work done. Firestone tires are featured, and they've got all the other ones, too, whatever it takes for your car, Michelin, and the others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your doesn't matter. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. There's big offbeat, off-trail, off-road, whatever tires for tractors and farm equipment. They've got all tractors to farm tractors. If you have a trailer of any kind, a house trailer, a landscape trailer, a dump trailer, a tandem, it doesn't matter. They've got them all. Any kind of ATV or TV, they've got them all the tires. Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair, kind of on the spot, full service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes. An appointment for that. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. I said no for tires. Or just give them a call to check prices at Easton, Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. That's 822-7384. Tire.com, very simple. And that number again, 410, no appointment needed for tires, 822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, folks, do you have a hole in the wall that you used to call a fireplace, and now it's just a hole in the wall? It sucks the heat out. Robin and I had that in our back room, and we got that fixed when we visited Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. They are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. And we stopped there because we had been shopping, and we were very disappointed at some of the other results. Backyard Billy's were very, very satisfied. I'll tell you something. They have the price, they have the service, and they have the knowledge. And they helped us all along the way when we selected a EX35 Enviro insert, gas insert for our fireplace. They helped us with the build, the installation of the stone, the hearth, the mantle, all the way up through the chimney. Got it all done for us. Very happy. They have everything. They have the fireplaces, freestanding pellet stove, the gas, the pellet, the wood inserts, and even the electric inserts for that firebox that you have at your house. Hearth America has it all, the knowledge, the service, the price, and the right attitude, too. You like to deal with them. They're good folks. And the brands, plenty of selection. Why not? GoodBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 40 in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. I hear the music. All right. Get out. Stay out. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you in a few minutes.